I'm Tracy Ross. Kate's back with me and on the phone. We're pleased to welcome Chris Luttrell of the Madisonville Miners, a member of the Ohio Valley Summer Collegiate Baseball League. Chris, welcome to Sounds Good.
Thank you very much for having me.
You know, we had Josh Maxwell talking about his documentary about the Kitty League, and the Madisonville Miners were in the Kitty League back in 1916, and the tradition continues.
That's correct. We were we're real excited. We were originally in that Kitty League, and of course it I think it ended around in the mid 50s, and we got out of it. And that, of course, that was a professional league and semi-pro professional. And now we're back in the same league, but we're doing it as a college baseball league.
Chris, how did you get involved in the Madisonville Miners Summer League?
Well, I actually it was a two-part job interview for me that I had decided to start working for the Hopkins County Tourism Commission. I saw a job there being a marketing director. It really tweaked my interest, so I thought, you know, I'm going to look into that. Well, it just so happened that the executive director of the tourism office was also on the board of the Madisonville, at the time, Madisonville Tradewater Pirates. We've kind of got a little bit of history where our team started in Dawson Springs, Kentucky, which is in Hopkins County, as the Dawson Springs Tradewater Pirates. And then we moved them to Madisonville 2 years ago, and we changed the name to the Madisonville Tradewater Pirates. And then this year we changed the name again to the Madisonville Miners, which is a round circle getting us back to our original kit league of being the Madisonville Miners. But back to my story, sorry about that, is that Trish Knoll is the executive director, and being on the board, they had the opening for a marketing sales manager for the Madisonville Tradewater Pirates. And so she was like, you'd be a perfect fit for that job, and along with this job as well. So I end up getting two jobs in one interview. That doesn't happen very often.
I'd say that was a score.
It was.
So the Madisonville Miners baseball team plays in Elmer Kelly Stadium. Who are your players?
We have several players that are recruited throughout the year. The coaching staff, that's kind of like their wintertime job, is to start recruiting players, talking with college coaches, and they get a relationship working with those coaches. And the coaches kind of determine where the players tend to go, and they like for the players to all go and play for the summer league, and because it helps keep up their skill levels and also maybe work on some other parts of their game. So our coaches, go back to the college coaches and start making those relationships. Our team, is comprised of several players. We're up to 30 players, and we've got all types of divisions represented in the NCAA. We've got, Division I players, Division II, Division III. We've got some junior college players. So they range from all over the country. A big portion of ours is coming from up around the Ohio, state of Ohio and New York area. We've got some from Pennsylvania. But then we've got, some from Nebraska with Wesleyan. So as you can see, it kind of stretches from one part of the country to the other.
Well, that's a surprise to me, because I would have assumed that you'd have some Murray Staters on your team.
Well, it just really depends. Our coach that we've got this year, Jared Franklin, is from Defiance College, which is up in the Indiana area. So he's used to playing with more players up in the Northeast area. So we have a wide variety, and I'm not sure exactly how he goes about his recruiting process, but I do know, we play Fulton, which obviously is down by the Murray area, and they have some players, I believe, this year that may be from Murray State. And some of our others, we play Du Bois County Bombers out of Du Bois County, Indiana, and I believe they may also have some Murray State players. And it really doesn't matter where they live. It just happens to be what coaches have relationships with the coaches for your organization.
Sure. What other teams are in the Collegiate League in Kentucky, in our Western region?
Right. In our western region, we've got, of course, the Fulton Railroaders down in Fulton, our organization. You have Hopkinsville Hoppers, which is from Hopkinsville, you know, Kentucky. And then Owensboro Oilers out of Owensboro. And then, obviously, up to Du Bois County, Indiana.
Now, how many games will you play in a season? How much does it cost to go to a game? And what are the amenities?
Right. For our particular organization, we have decided that we just do a flat rate $5 for anybody that's 13 years of age and older. Anyone under 13 is free. That's just our choice. It's left up to each organization. I do believe some may charge, say, $3 for children. But our belief is we want to get the kids in and get them seeing baseball, especially on a higher level like we have, and really get to enjoy the sport. So we feel like that's a good benefit that we give to our community, is that they've got a good, inexpensive, great atmosphere to come and watch some good baseball. So that's kind of how that plays out. At our particular stadium, you know, we do a lot for our, I guess it's my job to get the game day experience to be the best it can be. So we do several giveaways throughout the game, and those giveaways are free. It's you get a ticket when you come through the door, whether you're paying or whether it's a child. And I'll have different restaurants in town that's given me $25 gift cards that I'll give out throughout the game. I'll give out $5 gift cards to some hamburger restaurants, and just you name it. Some give me shirts, and so throughout the game, you know, I'm usually, you know, giving out 5 or 6 different prize packages.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, it's fun. The one that I really like is a $25 gift card to one of our restaurants, and I have to bring an adult out to the pitcher mound, and if they throw a strike, they get a free game ticket plus this $25 gift card. And if they don't throw a strike, they still get this $25 gift card. It's a fun thing that we get people out there throwing these balls. It really is. And then, of course, we've got things for kids. We get kids to come out and hit a ball off a tee, and they get to run the bases. And we'll do that in between innings just to kind of get the crowd involved. And so there's not a lull in the excitement.
So, Chris, when are the games?
The games start this year, just a couple days early. They start May 30th for this season. We play 40 games. It's 20 home games, 20 away games. Most of them, are all through the month of June and July. We've got 5 teams in our league, so we end up playing each other, you know, a few times there. So we play, you know, about 4 at home, 4 away games for each organization, whatever. So, and the playoffs, we end up, you know, they do keep track of wins and losses. And at the end of the season, which is around the 22nd of July, we start a playoff, and it's usually about a week long playoff to try to determine a league champion.
When are games typically scheduled, and what on what day?
Every one of our games for this summer league start at 7 o'clock, which we really like that, because we usually still have a little bit of sun, but then the sun starts to go down and then it doesn't get so hot. So that kind of works out really nice in our favor. But that is every game for all leagues. The one exception that we need to note is that when we go and play in Du Bois County, Indiana, they're on Eastern time zone. So we still play at 7 o'clock, but it's 7 o'clock Eastern. So we leave an hour going up, we gain an hour after the game coming back home. So we always tell everybody when we're playing in Du Bois County, it's 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern for that team. Takes a little getting used to there.
Well, Chris, it's great that you've got this thing up and running with the Madisonville Miners, and I thank you for speaking with us today about it.
Oh, no problem. I tell you what, I when I first got the job, I didn't know I was going to really fall in love with it the way I did. I told my board, I said, now I'll be at every home game, which is my job. And they said, okay. I said, I probably won't go to any away games. I think I missed one away game. So I just got in my blood real quick, and I just, like I said, I fell in love with it, and the kids come out, and they're great to be around, and it's a good thing for the community.
Thank you.